2026 6月26日。
June 26, 2026。
小米收报21.420港元。
Xiaomi's stock price is 21.42 Hong Kong dollars.
市值跌到了5525亿港元。
Market capitalization has fallen to 525.25 billion Hong Kong dollars.
从高峰时1.5万亿市值，现在10000亿港元人间蒸发。
From a peak of 1.5 trillion in market capitalization to now 100 billion Hong Kong dollars.
所有股民都在为人车家全生态的故事买单。
Everyone is paying for the full ecosystem of people and car.
小米万亿市值蒸发背后。
Behind the disappearance of Xiaomi's trillion-dollar market capitalization.
一家科技巨头正在走入资本困局吗？
Is a tech giant falling into a capital trap?
大家好。
Hello everyone.
我是大洋。
I am the ocean.
一个只说实话的财经博主，雷军从做什么都对。
A straight talking financial blogger, Lei Jun does everything right.
变成了怎么做都不对。
It seems like nothing I do is right.
米粉在街头吃碗面都要被嘲笑。
If you eat noodles on the street, you'll be mocked.
股民直呼跌得难受。
Investors are calling the drop distressing.
万亿市值蒸发。
Trillion dollar evaporation.
究竟发生了什么？故事。
What happened?
要从手机业务说起。
Start with the mobile business.
手机业务占小米总营收约 80%.
Mobile business accounts for about 80% of Xiaomi's total revenue.
2026年一季度
In the first quarter of 2026,
小米总营收991.42亿元。
Xiaomi's total revenue reached 9.9142 billion yuan.
同比下滑 10.9%.
Decreased by 10.9% compared to the same period last year.
终结连续五个季度千亿营收增长，归母净利润47.35亿元。
And the five consecutive quarters of trillion yuan revenue growth and net profit of 47.35 billion yuan.
同比暴跌 56.5%.
Decreased by 56.5% year on year.
智能手机收入443亿元。
Smartphones generated revenue of 443 billion yuan.
同比减少 12.5%.
Decreased by 12.5% year on year.
全球出货量3380万台。
3,380,000 units worldwide.
同比大跌 19.2%.
Compared to the same period last year, it fell by 19.2%.
全球前五中跌幅最大。
The global market experienced the largest five-day decline.
中国市场更惨。
The Chinese market is even worse.
2025年一季度。
In the first quarter of 2025,
小米时隔十年重返国内市场第一。
Xiaomi returns to the domestic market after 10 years, taking first place.
雷军连发多条微博。
Lei Jun posted multiple tweets.
感谢。
Thank you.
一年后。
One year later.
小米出货870万台。
Xiaomi ships 870,000 units.
同比暴跌 35%.
Decreased by 35% year on year.
跌出前五。
Fall out of the top five.
华为1390万台稳坐第一。
Huawei's 1,390,000 units secured the first position.
苹果1310万台。
131 million apples,
暴增 42%,
increased by 42%.
紧随其后
following,
这两家选择了不涨价。存储芯片价格暴涨的背景下
in the context of the price surge at storage chips, which two companies chose not to raise prices,
DRAM 合约价涨90%， NAND 涨56%。小米选择了主动砍量，手机业务。
DRAM contract prices rose by 90%, NAND prices rose by 50-60%. Xiaomi chose to actively reduce the volume of its mobile phone business.
毛利率从 12.4% 暴跌至 10.1%。
Gross profit margin fell from 12.4% to 10.1%.
卖的少
less sold,
赚的更少
earn less,
基本盘在崩塌
the foundation is collapsing.
曾被资本市场视作
once considered by the capital market.
第二
second,
增长曲线的造车业务
Growth Curve's car manufacturing business.
一季度交付80,856辆
Delivered 80,856 vehicles in the first quarter.
同比增长 6.6%.
Increased by 6.6%.
但单季经营亏损31亿元
However, the company's losses for the quarter amounted to 31 billion yuan.2025,
四季度短暂实现的季度盈利态势就此终结。
The brief period of quarterly profits achieved in the fourth quarter came to an end.
每卖一辆车亏近40,000。
I'm losing almost 40,000 per car sold.
更残酷的是
More cruelly,
老款 SU7 停售
Old model SU7 discontinued.
仅靠新品支撑的过渡期
Only relying on the transitional period supported by new products.
季度交付环比从145,000辆骤降到81,000辆
The quarterly delivery volume dropped sharply from 145,000 to 81,000.
全年550,000辆的销量目标
The target of 550,000 units sold per year
一季度只完成了 20%
Only 20% was completed in the first quarter
手机赚的钱不够
The money earned from my phone is not enough
汽车烧投资者真正恐慌的不是业绩下滑
What investors are truly panicking about is not the decline in performance,
而是发现小米根本没有建立起足够深的技术。
Instead, it was found that Xiaomi had not established sufficient technology.
护城河，汽车电池来自宁德时代。
The Hacheng River car is made by Ming times.
比亚迪，电机来自汇川，智驾芯片。
BYD motors are based on high silicon chips.
用英伟达，核心硬件几乎全是买的。
The core hardware is almost all purchased from Nvidia.
小米做的是整合。
Xiaomi is doing integration.
而非自研十多年了。
Instead of self-researching for 10 years.
从2010年成立至今
Since its establishment in 2010,
小米一直在讲性价比的故事。
Xiaomi has always been telling the story of value for money.
一直在做整合者。
Always been a facilitator.
而非创造者。
Not the creator.
当行业进入存量竞争，成本暴涨时
When the industry enters a phase of increasing inventory competition costs,
没有核心技术
without core technology,
护城河的企业，市场会用脚投票。市场对小米的估值逻辑发生了根本性切换。
The corporate market in Hacheng River has voted with its feet on the valuation logic of Xiaomi.
从2024到2025年
From 2024 to 2025,
高成长科技股市盈率超50
High growth tech stocks with a profit multiple of over 50 times.
为退回传统消费电子硬件
Return to traditional consumer electronics hardware.
股市盈率17到18倍
Stock market earnings ratio of 17 to 18 times.
业绩下滑加估值收缩
Performance decline and valuation shrinkage.
这就是戴维斯双杀。
This is the Davis double kill.
小米也许已经意识到了危机。
Xiaomi may have realized the crisis.
2026年欧洲疯狂挖人。
2026, Europe is going crazy to recruit people.
小米在德国慕尼黑设立欧洲研发中心。
Xiaomi establishes a research and development center in Munich, Germany.
在宝马总部家门口挖人。
Recruit from BMW headquarters.
前兰博基尼首席外观设计师法比安·施莫尔茨曾操刀保时捷胎。
Former Lamborghini chief designer Fabian Skims has worked on Porsche tires.
看原型车，为宝马效力。
See prototype car for BMW.
23年的前底盘技术主管鲁道夫·迪特里希担任研发中心负责人，主导宝马 iX3 开发的克劳斯·迪特·格罗尔负责底盘动力学，主导宝马 i8 研发的凯朗格负责用户体验，经手劳斯莱斯库里南的杜桑·萨拉奇执掌整车工程。
In 2023, Rudolf Dietrich, the former head of chassis technology, led the development of BMW Roman 9-3 under the leadership of Klaus Dietzel. Klaus Dietzel, the head of chassis dynamics, led the development of BMW i8. Laurent Gerard was responsible for user experience. Dusan Sarak,who oversaw the Rolls-Royce Cullinan, was in charge of overall engineering.
短短数月
In a matter of a few months,
小米已集齐至少九位来自宝马
Xiaomi and at least 9 from BMW,
保时捷、兰博基尼、法拉利的精英、雷军
Porsche, Lamborghini, Ferrari elite short-term military personnel,
明确2027年进军欧洲。
Clearly, the goal is to enter the European market by 2027.
另外
In addition,
2021年8月
August 2021,
小米以约7737万美元
Xiaomi has agreed to pay $7,337,000.
约五亿元人民币
Approximately 500 million yuan
收购自动驾驶公司深动科技 DeepMotion
Acquire the autonomous driving company DeepMotion
但这笔收购发生在2021年
This acquisition took place in 2021
距今已五年
5 years have passed
小米汽车2024年才交付首款车，自动驾驶技术至今未形成真正的市场竞争力。
Xiaomi's car will only deliver its first car in 2024, and its autonomous driving technology has not yet formed a real market competitiveness.
小米能走出困局吗
？Can Xiaomi get out of the crisis?
从目前观察短期来说
Based on the current observation in the short term
两个字很难
Two words are difficult
手机基本盘在萎缩
The mobile market is shrinking
汽车每季烧掉31亿
Small cars burn 31 billion every season
研发投入还在持续增长一季度90亿
Research and development investment continues to grow, reaching $9 billion in the first quarter.
同比增长 33.4%。
33.4% year-on-year growth.
费用端无法缩减。
Cost cannot be reduced.
小米推出了200亿港元回购计划维稳。
Xiaomi launches $2 billion buyback plan to stabilize.
但回购只能托底。
But the repurchase can only be a bottom.
不能扭转基本面。
Cannot reverse the fundamentals.
欧洲挖人收购自动驾驶，投入千亿研发。
Europe invests billions in autonomous driving research and development.
这些都是手段。
These are all means.
不是结果。
Not a result.
小米真正需要的是时间，把买来的技术转化为自己的技术。
What Xiaomi really needs is time to transform the acquired technology into its own technology.
把挖来的人才沉淀为组织的基因。
To cultivate the talents into the genes of the organization.
但资本市场没有耐心。
But the capital market has no patience.
十多年了。
For more than 10 years.
从未发烧而生。
Born without fever,
到人车家全生态
to create a comprehensive ecosystem that includes people, vehicles, and all other aspects.
小米讲了太多故事
Xiaomi told too many stories,
却始终没能建成一座真正的技术城堡
However, it has never been able to build a true technology fortress.
用足球界的一句俗语
Using a common saying in the football world
形容留给雷军的时间不多了
It seems that Lei Jun has not much time left
如果欧洲研发中心能产出真正的原创技术
If the European R&D centers can produce truly original technology
如果汽车业务能在2027年实现规模化盈利
If the automotive business can achieve profitability in 2027,
但这里只能是如果，现实是万亿市值已经蒸发了。
But here it can only be if the reality is that the trillion-dollar market has evaporated.
资本市场正在用脚投票，市场
The capital market is voting with its feet.
还会给雷军机会吗
Will it still give Lei Jun a chance?
欢迎留言讨论
Welcome to leave comments and discuss
我是大洋一个只说实话的财经博主关注我
I am a straight talking financial blogger Follow me
我们下期再见
See you next time